As we begin, let's bear in mind some of the things that the Republicans are trying to say about this country being a Christian nation, especially the Rick Santorum fellow who belongs in a sanatorium. The treaty with Tripoli from 1797, during George Washington's presidency and when John Adams was the head of the Senate. These are people who are the founding fathers of this country. And the founding fathers of this country would know this stuff. And the treaty with Tripoli declares the government of the United States is not in any sense founded on the Christian religion. When George W. Bush held up a Bible over the Constitution and said this is his document, not the Constitution, he was actually being unconstitutional. He should have been thrown out of office for that very act. And when John Kennedy, the first Catholic president, was saying that he believes that the separation of church and state is absolute, what he was saying is that all religions are protected by such ideas. But a really dumb man like Rick Santorum regards that as blasphemous, because he says that it's trying to keep Christians out of government. And that's not what Kennedy was saying. That's not what the Constitution is saying. Look at countries in Europe that have state-sponsored religions, and look how low attendance is. Because when you force it on people, they don't want it. And when Rick Santorum claims that religious people have to be the ones who make the decisions because they're morally more correct, this is not true. On top of that, when Santorum made his statement about what a snob Barack Obama was for wanting students to go to college, and Santorum then accuses him in his snobbery of doing this in order to lessen the strength of religious feeling in the country, because he implies that going to college will get kids to stop believing in God, when, in fact, whether I agree with this or want it to be true or not, more people who are highly educated maintain a religious belief, and it's the people who drop out of school and never finish their educations who are the ones who primarily become non-believers. Therefore, just as a note, everything that Rick Santorum has been saying is not only incorrect, it's backwards. Everything he's saying is backwards. What Kennedy was doing was protecting religion. And when he says that people shouldn't go to college, he's screwing his own religion. I think that's kind of pretty funny, you know, LMAO, as they say. This is the Weekly News and Review. I'm DJ Bennett from the Kill Radio News team, and this was posted by J. Gabriel Boylan on the 28th of February, 2012. Yep, another month gone in this incredibly rushing by year. And in just a second, it's going to be the election, and then Barack Obama is going to be reelected. This is the news of the preceding week. Syria's government reported that nearly 90% of voters had approved a draft constitution introducing democratic reforms, including a multi-party system. The referendum was boycotted by opposition groups and condemned by international leaders. British Foreign Secretary William Hague said, "To open polling stations but continue to open fire on the civilians of the country has no credibility in the eyes of the world." Activists reported that at least 140 Syrians had been killed in recent days in Homs, where government shelling also killed two Western journalists. In her final dispatch, one of the journalists, Marie Colvin, wrote, "I was met by a welcoming party keen for foreign journalists to reveal the city's plight to the world. So desperate were they that they bundled me into an open truck and drove at high speed with the headlights on, everyone standing in the back shouting, 'Allahu Akbar, God is the greatest.' Inevitably, the Syrian army opened fire." Sergeant Frank Wooderich, the only U.S. Marine to be found guilty of any charge related to the 2005 killing of 24 Iraqis in Haditha, was honorably discharged. I guess it's okay to murder people unnecessarily, and you still get an honorable discharge. What a government. In Afghanistan, about 40 people were killed, including two American military advisors, Black Ops, amid protests over the burning of Korans by NATO personnel at a Bagram airfield garbage pit. President Barack Obama apologized to Afghans for the error, prompting Republican presidential hopeful and idiot Rick Santorum to say, "I think it shows weakness." Yes, it shows weakness to admit mistakes. You don't want to ever admit that you've made a mistake. That makes you look all pansy, doesn't it? Mitt Romney, meanwhile, praised Michigan's automakers during a campaign stop in the state, saying, "I drive a Mustang and a Chevy pickup truck, and drives a couple of Cadillacs, actually. And I used to have a Dodge truck. So I used to have all three covered." Asked later in the week whether he follows NASCAR, Romney responded, "Not as closely as some of the most ardent fans, but I have some great friends who are NASCAR team owners." The German Bundestag voted in favor of a $170 billion bailout for Greece, the largest share of which will be funded by Germany. "Greece needs a Marshall Plan," said left party leader Gregor Gysi, who opposed the plan. Not a Versailles Treaty. The Royal Bank of Scotland announced that it would pay out about $630 million in bonuses, despite an expected $3.5 billion in losses this year, the fourth in a row it has failed to post a profit. So why are they giving out bonuses? What's wrong with this equation? And British Labour MP Eric Joyce was arrested after he became enraged in a House of Commons bar, hit several fellow MPs, and headbutted the MP from Pudsey. "There are too many effing Tories in here," said Joyce. Dominique Strauss-Kahn was held overnight in Lille to be questioned about possible connections between a prostitution ring and orgies he attended in Paris and Washington. "I challenge you to distinguish a naked prostitute from any other woman," a lawyer for Strauss-Kahn said on French radio in December. Bribery charges against former Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi were thrown out of court in Rome, the sixth time a trial involving Berlusconi has ended because the statute of limitations had expired. Somehow I think there's good timing going on there. Police in the Indian state of Kerala continued their murder investigation into two Italian Marines accused of shooting two Indian fishermen from the deck of the oil tanker Enrico Lexi. More than 1,000 passengers on the Italian cruise ship Costa Allegra were adrift following a fire off the coast of Seychelles, and Italy began selling off a group of Sardinian lighthouses in response to their debt crisis. The opera group at Italy's Gran Sasso National Laboratory acknowledged that readings it reported showing neutrinos to have surpassed the speed of light may have been caused by a faulty connector. "This connector was not perfectly plugged," said Gran Sasso director Lucio Vantano. "Okay? We knew it. You can't go faster than light, right?" A Naples, Florida man was charged with aggravated assault after brandishing a weapon outside a bank and telling deputies he was the director of the CIA, Elvis Presley's brother and half orangutan, and that he needed to call the Fusion Center to ask about his monkey blood. Clouds were found to have been getting lower for the past decade, and Cypripus, a species of tiny horse that lived 56 million years ago, was found to have shrunk over thousands of years as the Earth's climate got hotter. Astronomers confirm the existence of a water world exoplanet 40 light years from Earth. NASA's Spitzer Space Telescope discovered solid buckyballs, Buckminster fullerene, in outer space. And Kellogg's produced a box of chocolate marshmallow shortbread and raisin Totes Amaze Balls cereal for Charlatans UK singer Tim Burgess after he tweeted that name, Totes Amaze Balls, as a joke. Whitney Houston was found to have been the subject of 10% of all U.S. media coverage during the week after she died. Why is that news? I mean, you know, Michael Jackson, I'm sure, was 25% when he kicked it. A Michigan man whose son died in Iraq, angry that Houston's home state of New Jersey was flying its flags at half-staff in her honor, burned a New Jersey state flag on his backyard grill. It was $12.95, said the man of the flag, and it was the best money I ever spent. So think about that while you're going through this week, as we have now come to the end of this week's weekly news and review. Today is Tuesday. There are primaries for the Republicans in Michigan and in Arizona. And next Tuesday is what they call Super Tuesday. My friend Alessandra Cialletti is performing in Rome for the Viennale this coming Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. Rome time. I do the Chill Room, music in collage and deep listening, every Friday night here on killradio.org at 11 p.m. And if all goes well, I'll be back next week with yet another weekly news and review. Thanks for listening.